95.9 The Fox, Fairfield County Rocks. I'm Alan, and coming up Friday night at the Fairfield Comedy Club, we got a very funny guy and a local guy, J.P. McDade. J.P., how's it going this morning?
Yes, sir. Very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Absolutely. Now, I said you're a local guy. You reached out to us through your Twitter account, and you said, hey, how do I get on 95.9 The Fox? So you must know us already.
Oh, of course. I mean, you don't drive... Think about how much time your listeners spend in traffic, okay? Mm-hmm. 95.9 The Fox, you don't overlook a station like that. You guys are on the map big time.
So you're based out of Black Rock. So did you grow up in this area?
Well, I actually grew up in Newtown. Shout out to everyone who's stuck in traffic on 34 right now by exit 11. So I grew up there, and I've lived in New York for like 5 or 6 years. Now I'm back up in Black Rock for a little bit, but mostly working out of New York. But yeah, I'm a 203 guy. For sure.
So your cell phone is still 203, even though you go back and forth to New York.
Oh yeah, still on the
you didn't
family
go to the
plan
212.
For sure. Come on.
So did you go to Newtown High? Are you a Nighthawk?
I did. Yes, go Hawks. Thank you. Class of 07.
Okay, very cool. So you're a little you're a little bit younger than me, but that's all right. You're doing your thing. Did you go to college?
I did. Yeah, I went to Wake Forest down in North Carolina.
Okay.
I had to come back to New England. That's just my roots, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was actually born in Long Island, grew up in Connecticut mostly, and then my whole family's from New York. But yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I had nothing.
Well, I hope you have something on Friday night when you play at the Fairfield Comedy Club.
I better.
And that's actually inside the Circle Hotel.
Correct. Yeah.
Have you ever played there before?
A few times. Yeah. Yeah, it's been great. It's it's right near where I'm living in Black Rock. It's off the post. It's on the Post Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an awesome little like comedy room that these guys associated with New York Comedy Club started, I think, like a year ago, and it's been going strong. It's just really, it's a really fun room. It's like BYOB. People come out on like a Friday or Saturday night and just have a good time. Like a lot of comics come up from New York, so you're getting like really legit talent there too. So it's
I've looked at I've seen it listed, I've seen the names, and that hotel's sort of cool because it's like a boutique-y sort of thing. It's not I guess it was once years ago just like sort of a motel, and now they've really redone it and they've really revitalized it.
Yeah, one day I'll be doing comedy in a Marriott, but until then we're doing the small boutique hotels first.
People are into the boutique hotel. See, you know New York, you know what people are into. So how did you get your start in comedy? You go to school, you can't major in comedy down at Wake Forest.
Unfortunately, no, but I went to, I was going to go be a lawyer, and then I realized I was too stupid to do that. Moved to New York after I graduated, started doing an office job in the world of banking. But I was on Twitter. I had my 120 followers, whatever it was, and people were like, oh, these are pretty good jokes. You should probably try doing stand-up. And I was like, yeah, we'll see. And then went to an open mic, downed a few Tecates, worked up the courage, and then just got up there and haven't looked back. That was like 6 years ago. And I've just started doing open mics in the city. That led to more shows, occasionally doing some road work. And then things kind of built from there.
How long were you up on stage that first night? Because I know, do they give you 5 minutes? And does it feel, it must feel like 50 minutes.
It was,
you know, it's
6 minutes, which was like, oh, this is an hour special. And I went up there and I was convinced I was the most hilarious human being who had ever lived. I probably bombed and had no idea, but it was enough fun where I just kept doing it.
Well, that's, you know, and you do it long enough, then they ask you to do it.
You can stop bothering people, and then occasionally they'll ask you to do it. And sometimes they'll even pay you.
We're chatting with J.P. McDade. He's going to be at the Fairfield Comedy Club inside the Circle Hotel in Fairfield this Friday night. What time is the show?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. And how can people get tickets?
You can get tickets at on Fairfield Comedy Club's website or through their social media. If you use the promo code McDade, M-C-D-A-D-E, you get 20% off your ticket purchase.
Very cool. So obviously use that and see him on Friday night. So what style of comedy do you do?
I'm like... It's hard to explain it, but I'm kind of all over the map. I'll do, you know, some observational stuff about my personal history, occasionally like some characters and impressions and stuff worked in there. But just My philosophy is I just try to say the dumbest thing possible, and that has served me pretty well over the last few years.
All right. Well, we'll be seeing you on Friday night. Now, you've got a lot of experience. You've written for, there was a web series called Sports Ball.
Sports Ball's getting a shout out on radio. Oh, my God.
Well, I you know, hey, it's in your bio.
That's awesome.
You must be proud of it.
I got to update that bio. But yeah, that was a web series that I did with some comedian friends of mine, Kyle Ayers, Patrick Schroeder, and Joe Walkowski. It was, we just like made fun of the sports news of the day, but that was a few years ago. But yeah, I've written for I was writing on True TV's Comedy Knockout. I was doing that last year, and I've appeared on Comedy Central's Roast Battle. That was my TV debut back in 2017.
Did they tape that out of New York?
They did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Roast Battle, is that your style? Have you ever done other roasts, or do you like do crowd work or anything like that?
I've done a lot of roast stuff.
Okay.
Like in the roast, well, for people who don't know what a roast battle is, it's like a roast that people are probably familiar with, but it's mm-hmm. just one-on-one, one comedian making fun of another and vice versa. Kind of like a rap battle, but okay. slightly funnier. And I've done a lot of those over the last 4 years, probably 30 or so.
Oh, wow.
And I've also worked on a couple of roasts and stuff like that, but it kind of fits my style, because like if you ask comedians, they'd say I'm a joke writer. Like a lot of my stuff is just set up punchline, but yeah, so I've done a lot of stuff in that space. Definitely not for the faint of heart.
I mean, rap battle, obviously everybody would sort of understand what that would be easily. So roasting, it's got to be even more pressure.
Oh man,
you got to not only you're gonna insult somebody, it's got to be funny. You know, your face, you're looking them in the eye.
Yeah, it can be extremely brutal when it doesn't go well. But like people of my generation, and you know, Fairfield County, you will understand. When 8 Mile came out, that was mm-hmm. a seminal moment
sure.
for a lot of young men of my generation.
2002, it was a good year.
Oh, man, we all had the all-white, backwards-fitted hats on for a second, and we all thought we could be battle rappers, but this is kind of how that manifested.
And I was checking out your social media. You have this tendency on your Instagram, McDade Baby, I believe, right?
Correct, yeah.
When you see the weekend coming, where did that come from?
Well, as I said earlier, I do try to say the dumbest thing possible whenever I can. I just caught myself taking a really dumb selfie one day and making a very dumb blank expression. And I was like, this is truly the feeling of seeing the weekend coming. And this is going to air on Friday, right? So, I mean,
the weekend's here.
You see the weekend coming right now. So check it out on McDade Baby on Instagram. You'll see what we're talking about. It's very dumb.
We're chatting with JP McDade, McDade Baby on Instagram. Friday night, 9 p.m. He's doing a show over at the Fairfield Comedy Club inside the Circle Hotel. And who are some of your comedy heroes growing up in Fairfield County, making your way into New York City? Who are the guys that you looked to?
I mean, I watched everybody who had a Comedy Central special like in the early 2000s. But the big names like Chappelle's Show came out mm-hmm. when I was like going into high school. That was huge. Love Chappelle. I've gotten to interact with him a couple of times.
Oh, wow.
Chris Rock was huge for me. And then like Mitch Hedberg later, you know, Daniel Tosh, Anthony Jeselnik. I've just taken like a lot of different influences. But I mean, I was a comedy junkie from a pretty young age. So, I mean, I used to watch the Bernie Mac show with my dad all the time. That was awesome. But yeah, who are the big influences? Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, sure.
All the joke guys. But I'm kind of become a history buff about comedy in the last few years. I've researched a lot of it.
Yeah, that's something that, like, you know, musicians, they emulate the guitarists they look to, and comedy, you become like a comedy historian,
because yeah.
you look at all the sets, you see what guys do, what you can do, what, you know, what you could bring to it. So that's cool. So, and it's a pretty wide range, from Rodney all the way to Chris Rock.
Yeah, it varies how much they influence me. People said that I was like imitating Anthony Jeselnik mm-hmm. for the beginning of my career. I just think that's absolutely crazy. No one listening to my voice would ever hear that. But yeah, I loved like the comedians of comedy, and also the original kings of comedy.
Oh yeah,
I was growing up like Steve Harvey, Bernie Mac. As I said before, Bernie Mac could probably say the most without saying anything.
Yeah,
any comedian, be like, America, listen, I'm trying to tell you what I'm talking to you about. I'm trying to tell you what I'm saying to you. It's like, I wish I could do that, but it probably wouldn't fly on stage.
Probably not, but that's all right. That's not the late Bernie Mac. That is J.P. McDade. He'll be at the Fairfield Comedy Club this Friday night at the Circle Hotel. Tickets are available. And what was the password again? The
promo code is McDade, M-C-D-A-D-E, for 20% off your tickets.
Awesome. Friday night, J.P. McDade. He'll be at the Fairfield Comedy Club. J.P., thanks for coming in for a few minutes this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.